Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun and informative green talk radio show that features guests from all over the country who talk about how living green can improve your lifestyle and be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website, www.mrsgreensworld.com, for more information about her guests.
I love to go back to New York City. I think it's one of the most exciting places in the world. It's a heartbeat, so I love it. And I want to go right to the show because there are a lot of things that I want to talk about and share with our listeners because you have so much to share. And if you've just tuned in, our guest is Robin Wilson. She is the author of The Kennedy Greenhouse, and it's a book about eco-friendly and home interior design that is truly green and sustainable from the inside out. But in addition to that, there's a lot to share about Robin, about ideas for your home that don't cost a lot of money. And I, you know, I was going to say $50,000, $100,000, $200,000. It can be a lot of money, but you have some great ideas for that. So I always like to start with a deep breath and your background. Like, how did you, you weren't just born an eco-friendly, famous, nationally recognized, best-selling author and eco-healthy designer. So tell all of us about the journey.
Definitely not born famous. I will say this. I am from Austin, Texas, part of the Southwest, right along the Colorado River. And I grew up with allergies and asthma. And this was back in the 70s when everyone had shag carpets. And my parents had to get rid of that shag carpet and figure out what was making me sick all the time. And so the position I take when I speak to people, and I say eco-friendly from the foundation to the furniture, it's an authentic position. It's my life. And that is something that a lot of people who have just entered the green movement cannot claim. They actually, if you ask them past the first two or three well-known questions, they can't answer things. So my parents would shop at Whole Foods when it was still a co-op, not a corporation. Back in the day when organic fruit was not so pretty. And they also were very much into homeopathic remedies versus giving me steroidal shots or certain medications that really mask the symptoms instead of targeting what is the actual cause of your wheezing and sneezing.
You know, there's a couple of reactions I have. One is just a thought. That was back in the day when the mantra pretty much was do what the doctor tells you. And your parents didn't. And that they questioned and they investigated more. So kudos.
Well, I think because we were in Austin, we actually had a granola crunchy doctor who was homeopathic, and he was untraditional and was well beloved because of that. He said, if you take medicine, make that your last resort. Your first resort has to be your food, the things you eat and drink, your indoor air quality. And he was always an advocate for drinking tons of water. And that was, if you think about it, back in the day when have a Coke and a smile was the motto. And
yeah,
so
Coke
people
adds
drank
life.
Coca-Cola like it was water.
Right, right, right. Coke adds life. And, you know, I have to say, my parents, we just did not have, we call it soda back there. Here they call it pop. But we did not have any soda in the house. My mother just thought it was awful. So when we would go out to eat, that was seen as a real treat.
That's
so,
right. And all of those pop drinks, they're great as a treat. It should not be,
it shouldn't be part of your regular repertoire. Right, right. So you had health issues. I had a lot. A lot of health issues. So what's the current situation? Did following a natural path, did that help a lot and minimize the use of medication?
Well, you know, because I didn't go the other way, I don't know. But I will say this. I have a classmate who I grew up with whose parents were about medicine. And they look about 15 years older than me today. They have continued to have respiratory issues. And they have still continued to be in and out of the hospital. My health is such that I have used my asthma inhaler maybe twice in the last 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. That's really, really good. There are ways to do that. So that's unbelievable. Okay. So that was the part of getting you conscious of there's another way, and growing up in Austin, which was, I would call it a progressive community back then, and now even more so. It's a great place to go to visit. It's a beautiful city. So that led you to become, you were born into an environment where your parents were conscious and caring. And then let's fast forward a little bit. As soon as we come back from break, I would love to talk to you about how you got to go to the book, because that's a huge step. And I'm sure there were, I don't know how you got selected, a little bit about the Kennedy Greenhouse and what it was like working with all those partners in the business end of it. So this is Mrs. Okay. Green Goes Mainstream. Our guest today is Robin Wilson, author of the Kennedy Greenhouse, and we'll be right back. We've got lots of questions first, so stay tuned, and thanks for tuning in. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST. And please remember that you can always find out all you want to know about the green world, green living, sustainability, what's going on in Tucson and lots of other places by visiting Mrs. Green's World, my website, and it's mrsgreensworld.com. And again, I want to announce that if you have questions, our guest today is Robin Wilson, and she's the author of The Kennedy Greenhouse, among many other things of her list of accomplishments. She's been on CBS, NBC, PBS, ABC, and now on Mrs. Green. We are so happy to have her. Her book has reached the number one spot on the Amazon.com's best home makeover list, which is quite an honor and no small feat. So thank you for tuning in. And the number here in the studio is 520-880-5678. And if you have questions, please call us. We're having trouble with one of the phone lines, but the other one should be working. So, Robin, welcome to Mrs. Green's World.
Thank you again for having me.
Thanks for being on the show. She's calling in from New York City. We have a little recap, health issues, asthma, and a path to sustainability. So tell us a little bit about the book, The Kennedy Greenhouse.
Well, I was really honored to be recommended for this project by Laura Turner Seidel, who is Ted Turner's daughter. And she, as you know, is one of the leaders in the environmental movement in the Atlanta area, having a lead role in the Waterkeeper, Riverkeeper organization, and also she built a home called Eco Manor, and this particular home has uses reclaimed water. It's a beautiful project, and so she thought I would play a good role in working with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, as you know, also is involved with the Waterkeeper, Riverkeeper organization.
Right. So how did she know you, though?
I wish I knew, but I was thrilled to receive the phone call.
Great.
And initially thought it was a prank, as one might imagine, when you hear that you're considered for something like this, and it's such an honor. But I think the key to understanding this project, and so many people are affected by this nationwide, is the Kennedy family went away to Hyannisport for their annual summer vacation. And they returned after Labor Day, as we all do. For 2 months, their house was uninhabited. When they returned, there was still 6 inches of water standing in their basement. But black mold also covered the walls, the upholstery, all the clothing, and almost anything that was historical in their home. And they, of course, got the decontamination team out. They cleaned what they could see. But so many of us forget that mold is a spore. And so it actually got into their heating system. And that winter, the children became the canaries in the coal mine. And the children began to get sick with asthma, allergies, pneumonia, et cetera, in the house. And then they would go away on a family trip, and they were healthy. So that's the classic definition of a sick home, very quickly they realized they had to transition to a temporary space while the house was rebuilt. And that's where I and a Green Dream team of architects, builder, project manager all came in to help rebuild their home.
Now, let's just press pause here for a minute, because I think about when you describe it's Robert Kennedy, who doesn't have to worry. Most people don't go away to their summer home all summer, right? Because they don't, it's beyond their means. And so they, what caused the flooding in the first place? And then my second question is, if someone didn't have the advantage of traveling and realize their kids were getting better, most people would just have to live in the sick house and think it was flu season and the kids were picking stuff up at school. So it's really a blessing and a way to spread the message that it could be your home that's making you and your kids sick.
I think you have hit on a very key point. Most people don't realize that indoor air quality can be 10 times worse than outdoor air, whether it is mold, whether it is the toxic soup of chemicals that we use. So think about it, just in your bathroom, you might be using Windex, you might be using a bathroom cleaner, a toilet cleaner, and other cleaners, and you've got a toxic soup of chemicals just brewing in your bathroom. Then you go to your bedroom and you ask yourself, when was the last time I changed my pillow? And if you haven't changed your pillow in 3 to 6 years, that's the equivalent of sleeping in dirty pajamas for these same period of time.
Oh.
I know.
Everybody
so
loves their
people,
pillow when you get to be my age.
That's right. And so they don't realize that dust mites, the natural biological function, otherwise your skin would feel like bark. So I try to make it a little humorous. But
what you have to
remember is dust mites exist. And so even with a hypoallergenic pillow cover, you need to wash the pillow cover. You need to wash your pillow every once in a while. If you haven't, your pillow weighs more now than when you bought it. And that's due to the dust mites.
So we have replaced our pillows
sneezing,
within the last 6 years.
I know.
We have. Okay.
If you're wheezing and sneezing, that can be a cause of your issues. So the fast forward is many people do not have certain resources, but that should not be a barrier to understanding that your home, from the foundation to the furniture, you need to know what's in it, you need to know what your options are, because everyone at any income deserves a healthy living space.
Now, let me ask you this. Do things like, one of my really good friends that I'm having lunch with is Kathy Rankin from Temco Air, and she writes a newsletter. They own an air conditioning company, and in her newsletter, which is awesome, she really talks about the importance of changing the filters on those devices, your air conditioner. And here we have these things called swamp coolers or evaporative coolers. Does that help at all when something is as, if your house really does have a mold issue and the spores have gotten into the units, does it help to have good filters?
It helps not just from the perspective of mold, but the perspective of dust.
Right.
My parents, as we go back to, we talked about, I had allergies and asthma growing up. My mother, again, being eco-friendly at the time, had these air filters that I guess rather than throwing them away every month, you could wash them, and it was some type of a fiberglass or polyurethane type material. And every month she changed the filters. Not every 6 months when it clogged up and looked gross. And I could immediately feel, I use the analogy, it's like a marionette where your shoulders are crunched up to your ears. That's how it feels to a child when you can't breathe because you're having asthma symptoms. It's as though your shoulders are all the way up to your ears. And when you feel that sense of relief where your shoulders go back to where they belong, that's how it feels when there's when your place is clean, when dust is removed and toxins are removed, and you're not breathing a chemical smell, but just a clean smell.
And I don't want to gloss over what you said about toxins in the cleaning arena. I talk about it a lot in my show. I write it in my newsletter. I do as much Facebook postings about it, because once I woke up, I want to shake the whole world to make them healthier, not to nag or to be negative, but we don't have those toxins in our house anymore. We switched to something totally green. It's a product that you can only buy from a distributor. It's called Wow Green. And somebody asked me about it the other day in an interview. And I said, well, the true test is if you can eat it, it's really safe. Most household cleaners you can't eat. And Wow Green you can. I do personally do not ever involve Wow Green in my diet. But I've seen, I don't ever taste it. But I read several articles about household staff. When you have someone that cleans your house, they have 60% higher incidence of cancer. This
That's
isn't
right.
like a feeling I'm having in the warm fuzzy. It's cancer prevention. Get that mm-hmm. stuff out of your house.
That's right. You know, you are the one key thing, going back to the book, Kennedy Greenhouse, Designing an Eco-Healthy Home from the Foundation to the Furniture. We talk about the building process. We talk about in special sections that are green pages throughout the book of what you can do from the $16 shower curtain solution.
Perfect. So we've got to do a quick break. So perfect. We'll talk about that when you're back, the $16 solution. I love it. We are so blessed to be having an interview with Robin Wilson, author of The Kennedy Greenhouse. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a flash.
Because you never know what'll happen next. News Talk 790, KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST. Happy Saturday. This is another great week with our buddy Scott from Legendary World, and we are going to be talking to him about something green that I'm so sick of hearing about, kind of. It's an apple. There's an app for that. The iPhone. They are really crazy about them, those iPhone people. So let's talk about the iPhone app for travel.
Cool. Well, first of all, Love you it. Know, you need to get an iPhone. We've been having this conversation for
iPhone.
A couple of years. Anyway, yeah, there's a couple of new apps. One I ran across and sent to you, and one you actually sent to me recently, and they're just amazing. The first one is actually a CO2 calculator. It's a comparison. So it allows you to put in, you know, when I go to San Diego, and, you know, it is a, you know, as I've gotten into your world and going green myself and kind of learning all of this stuff, it's like, wow, do I drive to San Diego? Is it better to fly? You know, should I ride my bike? You know, what are the choices?
Which we knew that was not
going to happen.
Especially this month.
So this app, it's just called Travel Choice. And you put in there Tucson, San Diego, and it comes up with the CO2 output for each choice. And actually, in this case, flying was better. And, you know, because, again, being in travel, and as we've talked about, I'm not a green travel agency. We're a local Tucson company that's going green.
Right, right, which is most of the world.
Yeah,
there's not very many green companies.
Yeah, so I don't know the answers to some of this. And everybody says, oh, you can't fly. You know, you can't go on a cruise. It's not green. So the nice thing about this is you put it in, and versus me driving my expedition to San Diego, flying with 100 other people was actually more green, less footprint on the planet.
Right. And I love that. And what would be so fun, seriously, is that if we put the Honda Insight in and your car versus and see what
sure.
would be. But for two people, I'm sure it's better to fly.
Well, yeah.
Seriously.
And at some point it gets to where four is probably better to drive. I mean, so
right,
that's
right,
where it's
right.
cool. It's Travel Choice. You can actually go to my website through Mrs. Green. You go to MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com. I'm sorry,
MrsGreensWorld.com.
And then on the travel page, you'll see Legendary World. You can click through to my website. And we actually have the apps on there. So if you're an iPhone user, you can actually click right there and get the apps. That's the first one. The other one, which Gina sent me, was very cool. And it's Environmental Working Group Sunscreen Guide. And
great,
it was just,
great guide.
It's
easy.
Scary, actually.
It is scary.
What I have, the products that I have in my home. And, of course, everything I came up with said avoid, stay away from, and it's just one of the things you don't think about.
No, we just automatically go, and the packaging looks
yeah.
good, and it's cute, and
Banana
it's got
boat.
A little baby on it. Yeah, just put it on there. We'll just live consciously. It's
yeah.
really not hard. You're going to buy it anyway, so look and see what kind of garbage you're putting on your body. And what's the name of it again?
Well, it's Environmental Working Group Sunscreen Guide. Again, the app is on my website, so you can
That's
click
right.
it from
I
there.
Sent
but,
it to you. Right.
But the cool part is even now when I go to the store by having the app, I can just pull up
right
the
then.
One I'm looking at, even though I'm at Sunflower, and
right.
I still don't know if it's where it falls in there. So it's just a cool app, good information, and
great.
Thanks
so
again for sending it to me.
Our final words on this segment can be, there's an app for that.
There's an app
for okay,
that.
Thanks
as soon
for
as you get your iPhone,
us,
you can join us.
All right, whatever. And I am so tired of that. Whatever, I am thinking I'll get an iPhone. I'm just reluctant to change, and there is an app for that. But I see people operating them, and I think they're wonderful. So, Scott, thank you so much. There is an app for everything. Our guest today, this is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream News Talk 790, is Robin Wilson, who is the author of The Kennedy Greenhouse, which is one of her many accomplishments, and you can't blush on the radio. So I get to tell all the world about the wonderful things I think about Robin Wilson, and then I get to interview her. So, Robin, thank you so much, and you deserve every bit of praise I'm giving you. So we were talking about the book, and then we segued into, you know, it's all about me, kind of, I make the joke, but it as a homeowner, and I am talking about me and not just our listeners, but it seems daunting at times. So we took it to the airwaves as far as Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream and started taking baby steps in changing our entire environment in our home. And every time there's another purchase, there's a conversation about the sustainability of that purchase with carpet, for example. So everybody doesn't have the money to do the $500,000 or $60,000 or $200,000 makeover, but there are so many things that people can do to live in a healthier home.
Yes.
And your book talks about that, and a lot.
Yep. I am so thrilled to be able to tell your listeners about everything from free to $16 to $60,000. And the first free thing that you can do when you walk into your house every night is take off your shoes and leave them in the entry foyer. You
really?
Can carry them to your bedroom. If you think about the pesticides on your lawn or perhaps the dirt and oil that you have walked on as you've been zipping around the city, you are tracking that right into your home, which means your pets and your babies who are crawling on the floor are touching that. So that's free. Take off your shoes when you walk in your home and carry them to your closet. That's easy.
That is easy, and we don't do that, so thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the second thing is we'll do, I guess, a $16 solution. You can get rid of your vinyl shower curtain, which off-gasses until it's gone, and get rid of that and get a nylon shower curtain. That's an easy solution.
From okay, there, we can check ours. That's good. That's really good.
That's right, and people don't realize vinyl shower curtains have an estrogenic effect, and I'm saying estrogen very clearly. They have an estrogenic effect on little boys. It is documented by the American Medical Association. You need to get rid of your vinyl shower curtain get a nylon shower curtain. And further, get a new pillow. Every one of you, ask yourself if it's your favorite pillow from when you were 8 years old, it's full of dust mites. Just get rid of it and get a fresh one.
Does it matter what kind of pillow?
No matter what type of pillow. If you have not covered it with a hypoallergenic pillow cover, especially get rid of it. If you've covered it with a hypoallergenic pillow cover and it's less than 3 years old, wash it. And if it's older than 3 years old, don't just throw it into the trash because it then will go to the landfill. Take it to your local humane society so that the animals at the animal shelter don't have to sleep on wire cage bottoms.
You are kidding me. This is a great, great, great bit of information.
So
donate
it to the Humane Society. Those animals don't care about dust mites. They don't typically have asthma.
Okay, and I think we have a caller, which is great. I forgot, again, after this segment, because I have so many questions, 880-5678-520 area code. We have a caller, which we are going to put it got dropped. Sorry. Sorry, hopefully they'll call back if you're listening. Sorry for the confusion, 520-880-5678. So, Robin, go ahead. Shower curtain. Didn't know that. Have to check and see if we have nylon.
Okay.
And then pillows. Okay. What else?
I also think at the lower end of your spectrum of things to do, if you can, make sure that you vacuum your carpets or shampoo your carpets. And if you have slip covers, wash them on your upholstery in your living room. I hate to gross people out, Many people have pets, and their pets go outside and they relieve themselves, and then they jump on your bed, on your duvet cover, and then they jump on your upholstered sofas. And they may not have, as they say, cleaned their paws when they jumped. So think about that.
And that, I think about my best friend, one of my best friends in the world, who has cats and dogs, and they all sleep with her, and they all get on the bed. And sometimes she's listening if she's driving around, and if she's not, you can be sure she's going to be one of the people that gets a phone call
just
from
me. Just wash it. Wash it, shampoo it. That's all I say, is every once in a while, think about your duvet cover and your upholstered sofas, and that's the other thing. So those are the inexpensive things you can do. When you start moving up in your budget, that means you can paint a room, get low to no VOC paints. We've all heard about that. And also, if you have carpet, pull that carpet up, expose the old hardwood floors if you have a bungalow that's been renovated, or get FLOR, floor carpet tiles, because they do not have a vinyl back. And most people don't know, but again, a vinyl back carpet, it's off-gassing until it's out of your home. So I recommend getting rid of those. Going up in your budget a little more, if you think about your cabinetry or your furniture, if you have furniture or cabinetry that's glued together with formaldehyde-based adhesives, formaldehyde is a carcinogen. That means that you are actually off-gassing into your house at all times. And since the kitchen is the hearth of the home, you might want to make sure that you investigate a low to no VOC paint on your kitchen cabinets, and also a non-formaldehyde-based adhesive.
You know what I think is funny? When I was little, I was so allergic to enamel paint, which is what we used back then. I mean, I'm going back, and it made me so sick. And to think about all of the things that now are coming to light, that we just, you know, I always say there wasn't a big conspiracy, a mean-spirited plot for people to start getting things that off-gas in our homes. It became about convenience and cost and all of that. But all of a sudden, we live in a toxic cocktail.
It's really true. I'm going to go to the things that really may not have any effect toxin-wise, but they do have an effect on your wallet. And in this tough economy, giving you a couple of dollars in your wallet might be a good solution.
Right.
We all think about our water heater only when it breaks and it floods. And again, if you have that moment, why not consider a solar hot water heater or a hybrid hot water heater? Solar water heaters are a bit more expensive, but a hybrid hot water heater is between $400 and $600. And think of this. You are typically heating a 15 to 30-gallon tank of water. That's a lot of energy. Now, what if you could go to a 4 to 7-gallon tank that when you turn on your hot water tap, it's instant hot water? And that means instead of in the morning running your water to let it get warm, where you're wasting water, you actually have instant hot water.
Which is another one of my huge issues. So we are going to go to a very quick break. Don't touch that dial. We have Robin Wilson with us, who is the author of the Kennedy Greenhouse, number one bestseller on Amazon.com. If you have questions, please call us back, 520-880-5678, and we will be right back. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Happy Saturday. Thank you so much for tuning in to hear a wonderful guest today, Robin Wilson, who is nationally known eco-friendly and healthy home interior designer, who has many, many plates spinning in the air, who has lots of information, and it was a matter of health for her. And Robin, thank you so much for calling in on your Saturday with all of the things that you have going on. Your website looks like a whirling dervishness of activity.
Well, you know, it's funny. At one point, people didn't know what eco-friendly meant, and now they're understanding it more. And I'm just thrilled that I'm part of this vanguard of people who are able to get the message across and help people keep their homes healthy. But I want to say this. when we did the Kennedy Greenhouse, we worked with amazing corporate partners from Mohawk, which also, you know, they provided the, what do you call it, the rugs, the bound rugs. They own a division called Dow Tile that provided a lot of the ceramic tile in the space. And this is the high point of the sustainability piece in the home. We actually, if you pick up a copy of the book, you'll look at this kitchen island. We were also on the cover of KBB magazine, and their Kitchen of the Month for House Beautiful. But most people say, what is that countertop surface in the kitchen? It's called Eco by Cosentino, and it is a product that is made of the recycled tubs, toilets, sinks, and mirrors that normally go into the landfill.
You are kidding.
And it is now crushed into a huge amount of powder, dyed as appropriate. And so you see this white or off-white in the master, and you see the darker black color in the kitchen on the island. And that is the old tubs, toilets, sinks, mirrors, bottles, et cetera. And it's beautiful.
And it brings a good point up, because I did spend a lot of time at your website a long time ago, and again today, and throughout the week. How do you, since you have really become high profile, you don't just get to have a book on Amazon.com, any best-selling list, without a lot of effort and with good content. How do you vet the people that you will partner with? Because there is a lot of greenwashing. I have to be very careful, and I've had to say no at times. You know, when we talked about, you know, a company off air, well, I couldn't have them as my sponsor, no matter how good the offer, because it would be disingenuous to my commitment to sustainability. So
right.
Do you have a team of people that do that, or do you do it, or how do you vet people and say, I'm sorry, I'd love to have the money to take me on this journey, but I'm not selling my soul?
Well, you know, there is a major cleaning company, no names mentioned, there's only a few, so I will simply say, they wanted to pay me three times what I thought they would ever pay me, so six-figure thousands, for a product that has slapped a label on it, and it's not really green. And I said, no.
No, and how did you find out it wasn't really green?
I knew it wasn't.
Okay.
They just wanted the imprimatur of someone who has the ear of consumers who care.
Right.
And we, I think, as books people or as designers, have a responsibility to do our research and to also ask our peers and possibly even to try the product. And because I have asthma, because I have allergies, if I try a certain product and I start wheezing and sneezing, it's a no.
Right.
It's as simple as the nose knows. And so I even tell people, you can buy an amazing product that tells you it gets rid of mold, but if a week later you still smell mold, it didn't get rid of it.
Right.
And we have to remember it's a spore. So you might get rid of what you see, but it still could be in your heating or your cooling system. I think the key today is to ask a lot of questions. And there's great marketing teams that say great things, but if you have a sensitive child or a sensitive person in your family, get them to come over. Get them to try the product. And if they react, then it's the equivalent of, again, a canary in your coal mine, but
right,
it's your home.
Right. You know, to me, it's not hard. It's not heavy. It's not depressing. It's a journey of inquiry. And I know one example I can give you in my journey as Mrs. Green is flowers. I
uh-huh.
had no idea about, you know, going down the rabbit hole of putting flowers in your home that are certainly not raised under any type of conditions that I would find acceptable, borderline slave conditions, cancer rates, young children. And I stopped buying at Costco. I'm not saying anything about Costco. They might buy from organic flower growers. I have to find that out, so I'm not bashing them. But I was buying roses every time I went in there, and I thought, until I can do the research, I'm not doing this anymore. It wasn't hard. It wasn't sad. It's just being conscious and feeling healthy about my choice.
Right. And often, if you go to your local green market, support your local farmers.
Love the farmers market. I'm going tomorrow.
And just ask the farmer. And for all you know, it was grown in his backyard or her backyard, and you're helping your local economy. So it's a challenge sometimes to learn things that you don't want to learn. But the running joke I have about greenwashing, this is the best greenwashing story I know. There was a store in the New York area that brands itself one of the top yoga stores, and it is. But they were selling a T-shirt that was probably $60 to $75, a regular white T-shirt. And they marketed this product as having antioxidant properties with seaweed and other fibers. And someone at one of these testing laboratories tested the T-shirt, and it was a standard $3 T-shirt you could buy at your grocery store.
That is just so awful. Now, we have about 30 seconds, and I want you to give your website.
Please visit Robin Wilson Home, www.robinwilsonhome.com.
And I will have that up on my website. Thank you so much. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790. Time flies when you're having fun. And Robin, thank you so much. All the best on your journey.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. Visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST.